Welcome. In this lesson, you'll design and arrange a cinematic drum and bass intro and bridge called Born on Road Rain Ambience in Ableton Live 12. The goal is to build a textured, atmospheric 16 to 32 bar section at 174 BPM, layered rain, rhythmic droplets, and a distant processed vocal hook saying Born on Road. You'll use only Ableton Live stock devices and the groove pool to humanize timing and velocity. First, what you'll build. A rain bed from a field recording plus filtered synth noise and granular texture, rhythmic droplets made with simpler, and a vocoded, distant Born on Road vocal using a wave-eatable carrier and the vocal mod track as the modulator. The arrangement blueprint is simple. Intro, build with increasing droplets, then a wash into the main section. Groove pool tricks will make the droplets feel natural and musical. Step 1. Preparation. Set the project tempo to 174 BPM and open an empty live set. Create 3 return tracks, returner with hybrid reverb set to a large size and long decay, return B for grain delay to add texture and density, and return C for a ping pong delay if you need it. Set return dry slash wet starting points around 20 to 40%. Set up your tracks. Create an audio track called Rain FX and import a field recorded rain file. Create a second audio track called Rain Hiss for high frequencies or a duplicate sample. Add a MIDI track named Droplets and load simpler with a short water drop or noise transient. Add a MIDI track called Vocoder Carrier and load wave-eatable for the carrier pad. Finally, add an audio track called Vocal Mod and import or record the phrase Born on Road. Layer the rain background. On Rain FX, insert a Q8 and high pass around 60 to 100 Hz to remove rumble. You can boost 5 to 12 kHz slightly for air. Add a subtle saturator to give harmonics if the rain sounds flat. Put an auto filter with a very slow LFO, around 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, to gently modulate the high end and create movement. Send Rain FX to returner for a long, immersive reverb. On Rain Hiss, high pass set about 1 kHz and add a high shelf boost around 8 to 12 kHz for sheen. Use grain delay on the return or the track itself with small delay times and frequency spread for micrograins, low feedback. Use utility to widen this layer by around plus 40% for stereo air. Build rhythmic droplets using simpler. Load your droplet sample into simpler in classic mode. Set a short decay on the adser and a small sustain if you want a tail. Create a MIDI clip with a 1-bar pattern on a 1/16 or 1/32 grid and add variation. Keep the pattern sparse at first and increase density heading into the build. Effects on the droplets track should include an EQ8 cutting below 300 Hz. A subtle auto filter for movement, grain delay for shimmer, and light compression to control levels. Now the groove pool tricks. Open the groove pool from view. You can drag any drum loop into the pool to extract human timing and velocity, or use a preset groove from the groove library. Drag a groove from the pool onto your droplet's MIDI clip. In clip view, adjust the timing slider to control how much the notes shift, and the velocity slider to shape dynamics. Use different bass settings such as 1/16 or 1/32 to match your pattern grid. For a natural stereo rain, create 2 droplet clips with slightly different groove presets and pan them hard left and right. Use small differences in timing and velocity to avoid robotic repetition. You can also nudge the timing slider or use the groove pool random option to keep duplicated clips varied. Create the vocoder ambient vocal. Clean the vocal mod track first. High pass at around 120 Hz with EQ8, and give a gentle boost between 1 and 3 kHz to bring out intelligibility. Compress lightly with a ratio around 3:1, medium attack and fast release. On the vocoder carrier track, load wave-eatable and choose a rich pad preset or build a simple saw stack pad with some noise. Play a long sustained chord or single root note. Insert Ableton's vocoder as an audio effect on the wave-eatable track and set its audio from to external, choosing the vocal mod track as the modulator. Start with 16 to 32 bands. 24 is a good compromise for clarity. Adjust attack short and release medium fast so syllables breathe naturally. If you want sibilance and air back, add a noise oscillator and wave-eatable. To keep the vocoded phrase readable, boost formant frequencies on the vocal mod track before it reaches the vocoder. After the vocoder, insert an EQ8 and high pass at 200 to 300 Hz and gently roll off above 10 to 12 kHz to tuck the sound back. Send the vocoder track to returner for space and automate the vocoder wet or send them out to bring the vocal forward gradually toward the end of the ambient section. For extra depth, duplicate vocal mod, low pass heavily, and feed that duplicate to the reverb return. Arrange the ambience. Start the intro with only Rain FX filtered and a very faint vocoder pad. In the build, bring in the droplets MIDI with groove applied and to increase density by duplicating or switching to a more intense clip. Introduce the vocal phrase around bar 13 to 16, automating the vocoder wet from about 10 to 50% and sending it to reverb for space. Before the main section, widen droplets, increase grain delay on rain hiss for shimmer, and automate auto filter cutoffs and reverb size to create motion. Use a low pass automation on the rain and reduce reverb on the vocoder to make the vocal more present as you transition out. Common mistakes to watch for. First, routing the vocoder incorrectly. Make sure vocoder is set to external and receiving the vocal mod track. Don't overdo reverb or you'll lose word intelligibility. Use pre-delay and EQ on the reverb. High-pass aggressive rain layers to avoid muddy low end. Avoid over-quantizing droplets. Use the groove pool to humanize timing. Finally, if you increase vocoder bands, make sure the carrier has enough harmonics or add noise to the carrier. Pro tips. Resample your completed rain and vocoder section to save CPU and to freely warp or degrade it. Use a parallel dry vocal under the vocoded version at low volume to preserve intelligibility. Apply different grooves L/R for a realistic stereo field. Automate reverb size, droplet filter cutoff, and vocoder wet to maintain motion. Freeze and flatten when you're happy to reduce CPU. Mini practice exercise. 8 bars. 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM. 2. Import a rain audio file, add EQ8 high pass at 80 HC, and send to hybrid reverb on returner with a 5-second decay. 3. Create a simpler track with one droplet sample and write a 1 bar 1/16 pattern. Duplicate to 8 bars. 4. Open the groove pool, drag swing 16 into the pool. Apply it to your droplet clip with timing at 40 and velocity at 20. 5. Import a one-line born on road vocal, clean with EQ and light compression. 6. Make a wavy-able pad. Put the vocoder on it. Set audio from to the vocal track and bands to 24. 7. Send the vocoder to return around 25% and automate vocoder wet from 10 to 50% across the 8 bars. 8. Loop and tweak balance, EQ and groove timing until it feels natural. Quick recap. You've learned to layer rain textures, make rhythmic droplets and simpler, apply groove pool timing and velocity for a musical feel, and create an intelligible ambient vocoded vocal with wavy-able as carrier and vocal mod as external modulator. Use automation, subtle EQ, and return sends to situate the vocal as a cinematic element that grows into the mix. Practice the mini exercise to lock these techniques into your workflow. Final reminders. Treat this sound design as 3 roles. The wash, the rhythmic detail, and the vocal texture. Keep early sections sparse and rely on motion and automation for interest. Save incremental versions, listen on multiple systems, and check the intelligibility of Born on Road at low volumes. That's it. Now open live, set your tempo, and start building your Born on Road rain ambience.